This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Dolphins have an opportunity tonight on Thursday Night Football to win their second straight game, improve to 3-6 on the year, and beat a Baltimore Ravens team that I know, like, Baltimore's 2-5. They've been kind of a disaster at times this year, but they're healthy now. Lamar Jackson is expected back tonight. Statistically, the home field thing on Thursday Night Football, I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I think it's much better to be the home team. It's not like the gap is closed a little bit, Leroy. I think it's like somewhere between 55% now of home teams win outright on Thursday Night Football. So it doesn't seem like it's, you know, I guess teams have figured out the schedule and how to deal with the short weeks a little bit better than they did a few years ago.
Have they been have there been a spread this big by a road team, though?
That's a good question.
Because used to be the home team would always cover but sometimes win.
Bills Carolina, that had to be a high road spread.
That had to be a huge
spread. Yeah, but then
and the Bills won like 40-3.
No, yeah. But that wasn't a Thursday night game.
Oh, you talking about Thursday?
Are we talking about Thursday night?
Thursday night. Yeah.
Short week. Let me check.
Short week on the road.
No, I'm not talking about just a regular Sunday game.
Yeah.
By the way, can I just throw this out there?
Throw it.
This is a PSA. To the jackass that left a box of Junior Mints in the Halloween box.
I told you.
That's garbage. A big box.
Yeah. How do they still sell those? Like, how is is the candy company Big Candy is like trolling us by still making Junior Mints? Because you know that's getting subsidized by the other candy that they sell. Like, there's no way they are making.
They still, I know people that eat it. I know that people that buy them at the movie theater all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because they were on the Seinfeld episode?
No.
Wasn't that what
Junior
it was?
Mints, Junior Mints just in general suck. Like,
yeah, they're terrible.
Peppermint patties.
Awful.
Like, no.
Like, who eats that?
Women. Women love the peppermint patties it. And the.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Mint. Mint with chocolate. Mm. Mint chocolate chip ice cream. That could kick rocks. It's terrible.
It's like toothpaste.
I don't want to eat ice cream and chocolate and have a minty taste in my mouth.
Like, think about it. If you're a child, you're trick-or-treating on Halloween, and you roll up to a house and you trick-or-treat, you hand your candy bucket and they drop Junior Mints. Like, how disappointed are you?
You
like,
can't be invited. Listen, you know how as a kid, if you had any brothers or whatever, y'all get together and y'all usually like different candies and you put the candies in the middle,
man.
Right?
Little brother got to get all the bad candy.
Yeah. So I'm like, no, the way me and my brother did it, we alternate. So you get this, you get that, and we go back and forth so that everybody get the good candy, right?
Sure.
But I'm saying, if you kept going to the same house that was giving up Junior Mints, right? We ain't sharing. Because
no.
I'm not going to Junior Mint house. Once I see you leave with Junior Mints, I'm going to the next house.
Absolutely.
Junior Mints.
In fact, you know what? If I wanted to.
Junior Mints are awesome.
This strategy. If I want less kids to come to trick or treat at my house,
just put a junior mint sign up.
Yeah. Wait, wasn't a junior mint? What was in the Seinfeld episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was.
It's like, wait, it's terrible.
Dropped it into the surgical pacer.
Wait, in the surgery. Hey.
Yeah.
To the person that junior mints are awesome. No, they're not. Dude, it messes with your taste buds. If I say candy and then I give somebody a junior mint, that's not like candy. That's like you getting ready to brush your teeth.
What's it, junior mint?
Give me your candy hierarchy. Like, what are your favorites? I want to see if we're on the same page.
All right. So
Skittles number.
Let's go. Let's do this.
Okay.
We separate the chocolates from the candies.
Yes.
Yeah. But chocolate for me is supreme. Like,
but you got to keep them separate. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't have a list that has my candies with my chocolates.
Fair.
Okay. All right. So if we go in candy. Mm-hmm. All right.
Skittles.
No. Skittles are not on my list. No. I'm. Number one on my list of candies would have to be the watermelon Sour Patch.
That's very specific. But yeah, okay.
Yes.
Well, those
not
good.
Just Sour Patch.
I prefer the cherry Sour Patch.
Watermelon Sour Patch. Okay.
Okay.
Then I'm going to go with the sour Jolly Ranchers.
So you're a sour guy?
Yeah. Yeah. For my candies, for my, like
I like Starburst.
Starburst.
Starburst is good. Yeah.
Starburst, good. Not on my list, dude.
Number one has
hold
to
on,
be
hold on,
Haribo gummy bears.
Gummy bears.
Haribo.
Hey, gummy bears are good.
The Haribo kind.
No, they don't like.
I'm more of an Albanese guy. The Haribo are too.
They don't have taste for me. There's two candies that.
What do you mean they don't have?
There's
taste?
There's three here. There's two candies that don't hit my list in the top 50. Right? One person, candy corn. If I go to your house and get candy corn, we fight.
Yeah. We fight.
We fight on the spot.
Like candy corn, I don't think is food. Like, I think it's wax and we're not supposed to eat.
Candy corn. Candy corn is in the same category with Peeps.
Nah. Mm-mm. You give me candy.
I don't understand why they keep pushing the Peeps thing for Easter. Nobody eats Peeps.
Nah, you're getting Shawn Michaels, sweet chip music.
Let's see. Mm-mm. So we got let's see, what else? I like.
Can we hold the rest to the top of the hour? Because I want to
sure
we hit this break.
Yeah.
We're gonna get candy rankings in the headlines when we come back. High noon hour of Tobin and Leroy is coming your way next, right here on FM 104.3 WQAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.